Welcome to Fantastic Females, our adventure to finding the mythical island of freedom together. I'm Kalyani.
And I'm Rupali. We are your next door finance experts sharing our experiences in the world of money and energetics.
Today, we're talking about recession, and there's so much chat about this around us, and there's so much fear around this topic as well, that even though we feel like we've covered it in parts, especially for Rupali and me, it's quite intuitive as a flip side to inflation, but we wanted to still have an episode that's fully dedicated to this to make our listeners understand it in more detail.
So what is a recession? Recession is a slowdown in the economy in a very simple way.
Yeah, exactly. And early on in the episode, I want to mention it already that like we need to slow down or we have times that we don't feel as energetic. Rupali and I have kind of been feeling like that. So it comes to mind straight away.
Exactly.
An economy needs a pause as well. And I've mentioned this before. If it would end up being a linear, straight on growth from zero to the stars, it would be an unnatural and unsustainable growth. So recessions, downturns, slowdowns are important, necessary, unavoidable, and healthy for an economy. So we've covered some of the effects and ways to combat this under our episodes on inflation. The way we see it is inflation kind of increases prices all across the board, and that leads to some sort of a pressure on how much people can consume. If things are more expensive, you don't want to buy so much of it. As the consumer demand falls, suppliers want to make less and less of it. If they're not able to sell enough of their products, then they don't want to make so much of it as well. And like I said, this then leads to consumers who are also employees asking for higher salaries when the same producers, the same suppliers who are running businesses are not able to sell their items. They're not able to give higher salaries to their employees, which means that they have lesser money in their pockets. And this cycle perpetuates to evolve into a recession. So from economic theory, inflation is very much step one, so to say, to recession. And we're somewhere in between the two right now, I would say.
Yeah, I think, yeah, let's get into that where we think we are, right? So we'll cover a little bit more on recession, but in terms of where we are and what's happening out there, let's bring in the Fed discussion again. What the Federal Reserve in the US has been doing is they've been increasing interest rates to slow down the growth of inflation, to avoid what we call stagflation, which is long-term inflation, which lasts to the detriment of the economy. To prevent that, the Fed has been aggressive increasing interest rates to make it a little less affordable or provide less cheap money to the consumer. And so that kind of drives a slowdown in terms of, we're all hoping that inflation kind of subsides as a result. Now, because of the aggressive interest rate hikes, the economy and the global economy actually is undergoing a slowdown in various ways. In employment, because companies are bearing the brunt of it. There are many different ways in terms of metrics that you see where there are slowdowns happening. And today where we are is where a lot of people would say we're at the end of that cycle where, you know, inflation is peaking and kind of we're in a slowdown. And that's what I would say. That's where we are. If the Fed continues to increase interest rates very aggressively, then that could very well result in a recession. And in terms of recession, I mean, you have a real recession, which is a real slowdown that lasts, but you also have a technical recession, which is a theoretical recession, which is used to be defined as 2 quarters of negative growth in the GDP. And what is GDP?
So GDP is a way to measure an economy's production, an economy's output. It's basically somewhat like gross revenue for a company. So what you produce times what it sells for becomes the GDP for the country, for the economy. And like Rupali mentioned, shrinking levels of GDP over 2 quarters used to be the definition of recession. And it's been changed now to 3 quarters. And there's been so much debate about it that, interestingly, Wikipedia actually blocked new users from editing its recession page because people kept changing the definition.
That's so funny.
It got to that point.
I did find it a bit funny when, you know, after all these decades of having the same definition of recession, technical recession, it's now been changed. I think the first comment out there was, two negative quarters are not a recession. And so everyone's like, what? Yeah. I think that's just to kind of bring in the fun humor element of it. But this is true. I think it is my mindset and what you think is a recession versus what's not.
Yeah.
And what it truly is.
Once again, to put mindset into context, despite the inflation, despite the recession, despite COVID, I personally know families, businesses, employees who've carried on doing really well. The businesses have carried on flourishing, and these were businesses that were not in the necessary space. They were very much in the luxury space. I've got very close family who have a luxurious dental practice in UK, and you would imagine that to be quite negatively impacted, but they've carried on doing really well through the pandemic, touch wood. And I know people who've moved in jobs that are more positive for them, that work better for them, despite all of this doom and gloom chat. So it really comes down to your own kind of bubble. And this ties back perfectly to what Rupali was just saying about technical recession and real recession. And this is similar to what we spoke in terms of inflation. This is similar to how we brought this concept in the context of inflation, where there is the formal CPI inflation number versus the real inflation that you might feel.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I think regarding mindset, I mean, you know, a CEO of a company who's earning millions can still stress himself out about a recession without having any impact real in terms of monetary, in terms of lifestyle, quality of life, all of that remaining the same. He can get depressed about recession but not have any impact. And so that could drive a lot, his mindset could. So we understand there are people in the world where that are being impacted by their jobs, that are there are companies shutting down, and this also happens. And so we're not saying no one is suffering. It is a reality. However, even in really good economic growth times, there are companies that shut down. There are people that lose their jobs. Yeah. And so this is just to kind of give context to everything's not doom and gloom. Everyone is really hyping recession out to be something that it may not be.
Exactly. So are we in a recession or not? Such a basic question that there is no consensus about in the media, right?
Yeah. And yet everyone has something to say about it. I mean,
exactly. It's totally crazy. And if this is your first recession, and it seems like this is probably my first recession in terms of being aware of financial systems, news, geopolitics, etc. So I'm finding it quite entertaining in terms of everyone has an opinion to share, but no one is in agreement.
Exactly. And people change their opinions daily.
Yeah, too, including the Fed. So everyone else is allowed.
So are we in a recession or not? I would say we're in a slowdown. I would say that we may be in a recession. We may not be. We may be leading into a recession. Regardless of all of that, I think it's important to highlight again that recessions are important and healthy. The reason why I say that is because this is the time when companies are really careful about what they're doing. They're optimizing their resources. They're coming out leaner. People are forced to think very creatively. So as us as investors, individuals, we're able to think creatively in terms of what we do with our money. What's our plan B if we're working, if we're relying on a job? And so for these very many reasons, the recession is important because from here, it can only get better. You know, yes, we've seen a rough time in markets. However, given that it's behind us today, actually, that does present an opportunity in investments also. And so for those reasons, I would say it's a big opportunity that we do have today.
Yeah, I would like to bring a little bit of what I'm seeing in the markets. So first of all, people were really negative when I started trading in 2020. People were already anticipating a recession to hit the markets in 2021. and they continued to be negative, and they continue to be negative today. So I think there are very distinct personalities in terms of eternal bears in the market versus eternal bulls. And I find myself very naturally aligning to the bulls, because over a period of time, if you look at the stock market over the last 100 years, it carries on going up 71% of the time. I talk a little bit about this in my course coming up with Trading Mum that I'm launching on 14th of November. Please find all the details on my Instagram at Trading Mum. So back to recession and what the markets are doing around it is, once again, I've mentioned that there's a lot of fear and greed. So the markets are dominated by two emotions of fear or greed. And there's been a lot of fear in the last couple of years. Despite that, the market has carried on going up for the years of 2020 and 2021. So this was an expected slowdown. And I'm repeating myself by saying all of this again. One thing that I would like to highlight, though, is that, like I've said, the market is a representation of how the economy is doing, and more so the sentiment around the economy, how the economy is perceived more than the actual performance most of the time. And this sentiment is measured by the interaction between buyers and sellers, or the presence of buyers and sellers. And historically, we've seen that whenever the pessimism about the markets or the economy peaks, is at the same time as when the inflation levels peak as well. And it seems like the last week, the pessimism in terms of sellers being available in the market had peaked, and only retail investors are now going short, or they are expecting, they're selling their stocks, whereas the institutional market makers, as we call them, have now stopped selling their large positions, which means that there could be a turnaround that can be expected. And hopefully also inflation has peaked at the 8% point that we've kind of seen in the last few months. And we're kind of approaching a turnaround. Once again, the economy is a large cruise ship, and all of this takes time. It's, inflation is a lagging indicator, and so will recession, etc. be. And stock market is generally ahead of the curve. It's got that boy cried wolf kind of energy around it. So it's already kind of driven on this sentiment of fear for the whole of 2022. So it might lead the turnaround. It might start showing the turnaround before the economy actually does turn around as well.
So what do you do if it is a recession, and when it comes, what can you do? This is something we've covered a bit under the inflation episode. There are a few things that you can do, actually. The two sides of the coin are your income versus your and your resources versus your expenses and outflows. And so what you can do is something we should always do anyways, is keep your emergency cash flow fund. Usually they say 3 to 6 months. It's totally subjective, totally depending on what you feel about your situation. But 6 months is good to keep in terms of expenses as a cash flow fund. Secondly, is just kind of keep an eye on your spending. You want to at least understand where your money is going so that you're able to kind of cut down anything you feel is not super necessary at the moment. Not in a panicked way, but in a good energy, kind of careful way. And then thirdly, actually, is the one that we're most excited about, is that, make use of the assets that are cheaper today. Markets have sold off. As history shows, the way we've already lost enough. And even if there is a little bit of a leg down before the up, but it will recover. And it's not if, but when. And so that's what we'd like to capitalize on.
I love this contradiction between talking about inflation while assets are cheaper, especially stocks and ETFs. And I'm definitely making the most of it. And this is possible only if you have spare cash or your emergency fund. You feel good about doing this only if you're in a secure position. So we definitely suggest that. And please let us know if you'd like to know more details about which ETFs we kind of recommend, etc. All of that's coming up anyway. But we'd love to know what you're most interested in amongst our content.
Thank you for joining us today. We can't wait for the next one. None of the information provided is financial advice, and Fantastic Females is not a financial advisor.
The information provided is educational only. It is general in nature and does not take into account your personal circumstances.
Please use your own due diligence before making any financial investment decisions, and please seek a professional for your finance needs. So with that, we bring this episode of our financial adventure to an end. Please follow us on all social media platforms at Fantastic Females.
The details are in the show notes. Leave us a review to help with our growth and share this podcast with your loved ones to bring them along on this journey.